Hello and welcome everyone to podcast two of Life After Sports. And I'm still in China and actually in Hong Kong now, which is super exciting. I love it here. And today I'll just be a little bit elaborating on what I did after what happened as to why I actually finished swimming. And so I got injured. I was around 16 at the time, and being a 16-year-old, I always had this thing when I was training that I was like, oh, wish I could just get injured so that I wouldn't have to train so much, or all that sort of thing. And that was my kind of my little daydream when I was swimming. But it never really occurred to me that if I was to get injured, how it would make me feel. And I still remember the day I had gone and I'd done a taking this back. So I was a pool swimmer. I always did pool swimming, but our coach, as an endurance session, or said that we had to do open water on the weekends. That would be our Saturday morning session when open water was on. So I on the day, I always had these goals when I was swimming that I wanted to do one. I had a list of things that I wanted to achieve when I was swimming, and one of them was 200 fly, and the other one was I wanted to do a 10K open water, like 10 kilometers, that is, in one thing. So one of the other girls in the squad always used to do 10K and 5Ks in the same weekend, and I thought, you know what, I train as much as what she does, so I should be able to do the same. And I just wanted to do it once, and I remember I did a 10 kilometer, probably start of October, and then start of December there was stakes. So I did the first 10K in October and I didn't do too badly. I made stakes straight away. I actually made nationals for the 10K, which I would never do, but I made state and I thought, I could do a 10K and a 5 day on the same weekend. And so first day was the 10 kilometer, and I went out so quick. It was quicker than what I usually do. Usually did my 1K on, and I went out in like a 101 split for the 5K. And after the 5K, I don't know, it's a weird thing when you're swimming long distances, because once you get past that initial point where you're like, oh, this is really sore, it's really painful, I can't do this anymore. Once you get past that point mentally, it's really easy. It's a really weird thing. And so I got, the first 5K. I thought, oh, this is hurting a little bit. And as soon as I got past the 5K point and I knew I had to do another 5K, it was like everything went out of my mind about pain and it was just about finishing. And so it didn't really hurt at all, the 10K. And so I ended up taking 20 minutes off my time over the full 10K, which like I was stoked with. So that night we actually went out for rachets of all things. That's what I wanted for my carb load for the next day because I had to do the 5K the next day. And so we went to Rache's and we parked across the road. And I remember it so clearly because I got out of the car, I was so excited. And I stepped onto the road and there was a car coming. So I did like a half skip or whatever across the road. And I felt this pull. And it really, really hurt. And I just thought, oof. And it was just this like kind of stabbing pain in my groin and just in the crease of my leg. And I just thought, wow, that really hurt. And my sister asked me at the time, she's like, oh, what's wrong? And I was like, oh, I don't know, like it kind of hurt. And she goes, oh, maybe just stretch it, could just be pulled from the 10K today. And I was like, oh yeah, that's fair enough. So did my stretches when I got home, and the next morning I got up to do the 5K and it was still there. And as swimmers, I think we have this, or even as athletes, we have this certain resistance that we're in pain so often physically that you don't really think about things, you just think about what you need to do next. And so I didn't even think about it. I just thought, wow, all right, well, I'm in a bit of pain, but it's probably because I put my body under a lot of pressure in. So, I'll just go a bit easier on it. So I still rocked up to do the 5K because that's what you do. I was entered. And then, so I got into the 5K and it was just so painful. And I can remember the pain just so vividly. Like, even to this day, it was just this ache And just kicking was so hard. So I basically dragged myself through a 5 kilometer open water. I did the worst time ever. I think I did a 1:12. And I hadn't done that time since I was like 11. So I was going so slow. But I was just in so much pain. And mum, when I got out, mum was like, "Oh, what was that?" And I was like, there's this pain in my groin. I can't get rid of it. And she's like, "Oh, well, we'll give you a couple of days off and you should be good." And I thought, yeah, okay, well, that's fair enough. Yeah, I get a couple of days off. Anyways, 2 weeks later, for that whole 2 weeks, I went back to training a couple of days later. It was still hurting. I thought, oh, well, I'll just stretch it before I get in the water. It should be fine. And then 2 weeks later, it was a couple of months later, actually. So it was coming into the new year and I was kind of just, you know, propping it up and kept going. And I was doing a lot of pool and I wasn't doing much kick work. And I kind of stopped doing as much running and all of the extra stuff that I used to do. And it got to about March and I needed to make my national time for one of my races. It was 100 breaststroke. Anyway, so I got in the water and, you know, I was still in so much pain, but I thought, yeah, it should be sweet. I'll just get the time and, you know, I'll figure it out later. And so I got in and I did this 100 breaths and it was one of the best things that I've done in a long time. The best time I actually PB'd on it. And I thought, wow, this is great. I'm actually starting to improve. And I think because I've been doing so much pull because my groin was hurting, I'd actually gotten a lot of upper body strength from that. So I was like, great, I'm all good. I'm improving. It's going to be great. You know, my freestyle times had really come up and endurance and everything and sprinting, it was all looking in the right direction. And I was getting closer and closer to May, which was when National was. And I was just in so much pain every day. And I kept saying, "Mum, you know, like my groin, it's still really hurting. It's still really hurting." And she's like, "Well, maybe we should go and get it checked out." And I was like, "Oh, okay." So I had my afternoon off training, which I usually did on a Thursday night. And we went to the doctors and they gave me an ultrasound. So I went for the ultrasound and I got up on the table and, you know, he was surveying the area, and like it was so sore to touch at that by that point that I wouldn't touch it. Like touching it and prodding it, it was like I was in agony. And I got up and I got on the table and he's probing around and I'm in so much pain because he's putting the pressure in it to get the point on my groin. And he's like, "Oh, does this hurt?" And I was like, "Yeah." And I couldn't even hold my leg out on onto my side, say if you're doing like you're doing a stretch with your legs together and out. And I was just in so much pain. And I was like, "Oh, are you done yet? So I can pull my leg back in." And he's like, "Oh, yeah." And he goes, and I was like, "Oh, so what's kind of like the verdict?" And he's like, "Oh, well, you've got second, almost third degree tendonitis. And if you keep training, you'll have to get operated on." And I was like, "What?" And he goes, "Yeah, how long have you been training on this now?" And I was like, "Oh, about 6 months, full time." And he goes, "You're incredibly lucky that you haven't actually had to have surgery on this, because I had the tendonitis regardless, but then I'd actually chipped off a bit of my growth plate and it actually lodged in my tendon. And so the little piece of growth plate was actually aggravating my whole tendon that was under stress regardless. And so I just had basically this stuffed groin and I didn't really think much of it. I was like, "Oh, okay, so how long will I have to come off before I can start training again? How long until it'll be fixed?" And he's like, "Oh, a minimum of 6 months for the body to reabsorb the bone. And after that, you'll have to go through a recovery stage. And yeah, it'll be basically how well you heal." And I thought, "Ah, but I have nationals in a month." Like, it didn't even occur to me. And he goes, "Yep, no, you're not swimming after this. You need time off." And I was like, it didn't really click until I got off the table and I walked outside. And it was one of those kind of slow moment things when you think, "Oh shit, like my swimming career is kind of gone. Like I'm missing nationals and like I can't train, I can't swim, I can't exercise at all. It's just one of those, like, it's hard to explain the feeling, but it was just, as soon as I got outside, I just broke down and I was just crying because I was like, well, I've been doing all this work and it's all for nothing, you know, like I can't swim, I can't train. And it was devastating. Like it was just devastating to me. And I just thought, what am I going to do now? Like, where to now? What happens now? And it was like just despair, I think, because like never occurred to me that I'd be one of those people that have to stop because they got injured. And I haven't raced since. And so that's where I started to happen. I didn't do anything for 6 months and I tried swimming again and it just never went away. I always have the same pain even to this year, to this day, 5 years on. I can't get to that same level of just workload. Like, it just hurts too much. Like, I've tried going back to swimming numerous times, I've tried therapy, and I just can't do it anymore. And you know, there's always that thing that if it's your choice to finish, then you can get over it and move on quite a thing. But like, it was just taken away from me and I didn't have a choice and I can't get it back now. And it definitely shaped me as a person, and I don't think I'm quite over it yet. But, you know, time moves on and, you know, I'm a normal person now, not a sports athlete. So do I really need it to be as good as what it was? Probably not. I'm a bit scared of the future for when I start to get older because these things come up. But yeah, that's my story about why I actually had to stop swimming. And I hope you enjoyed it. And let me know if you've experienced the same thing or if you've gone through the same issues or you have an injury right now or what you did about it or what you are doing about it. Comment and give me a feedback, and yeah, I'll see you in the next episode. Bye now.